Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit dollarshaveclub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
The Royals, of course, get swept yesterday to wrap up the series in the Bronx against the Yankees. Once again, similar story, right? Close game, pitching gives you a chance, offense not enough.
Thought MJ got that one.
Late, yeah, the last would end up being the last opportunity at the plate. Great play in right field, but it's been the same story there. They continue the road trip, four-game series, an even bigger series now, against the Detroit Tigers to wrap up this long 10-game road trip where the Royals currently have one win on the road. That one win came on Sunday against the Cleveland Guardians. And it is April 17th, and so I'm not going to act like the season is over with this series result. But sure, this series feels massive now. You and I said a 5-5 road trip or a 4-6 will take. The only way they're going 4-6 on the road is taking 3 of 4 this weekend starting tonight against the Detroit Tigers. This feels like a massive series for a lot of fans, too. I'm not saying, like, hey, if they go and take one over the weekend, I'm not saying that the season is over. But, man, the path starts to get really tricky even this early with what they have ahead of them and the math that you have to figure out and how dominant they would probably have to be against the White Sox again and against some lesser teams, which they will play the Rockies coming up in a week or so. But at bare minimum, doesn't it feel like they have to split
Yes.
this weekend against Detroit now?
I guess I want to preface it with the thing you said, which is, no, I do not think that the season is just over. Even if they lost all four, I wouldn't tell you the season is over. Now, I would tell you it's in trouble. Trouble. Like, the early stages is like the thing we talk about all the time. Do not find no way to bury yourself early on to the point that you can't make it up. Because, look, some teams can overcome that. The Astros in previous years, even last year, have found a way to do it. But knowing where you typically stand amongst the standings, do you want to be completely out of it? No, you don't. You've now lost 3 in a row, your longest losing streak of the season. It's Lorenzen on the mound, but as it sits right now, you're still only a game and a half back of teams like the Guardians or the Angels or anyone else who might be in like those final playoff spots. Nothing is inherently changed as far as you're not way behind the eight ball. The Detroit Tigers have also lost 2 games in a row. So by splitting, you essentially keep yourself in the same spot. Couple games back of them, couple games back of a playoff spot, and you can feel better about yourself going into it. Bit concerning that the Detroit Tigers do have, and I will tell you right now, their strength is very similar to the Royals. The Tigers can pitch, and pitch pretty well. They have Skubal and Jobe and a couple of other guys in Detroit.
It's a four-game series. You're seeing both.
you're seeing the meat of the Detroit. You can't avoid any of it, really, of the Detroit Tigers rotation. You didn't accidentally get lucky and Skubal would have gone game five had there been a 5-game series. So for an offense that at the moment can't find it, it's concerning to me that you would go in there. Just 2-2. Like, I know that this is a stabilizing thing and overall we'll still come out of this thing and be like, that wasn't a good enough road trip. And then it's going to make me call for the sweep of the Colorado Rockies.
But that's the position,
which is asking too much, but yeah.
You know, that's the position you're putting yourself in. If you're not going to perform well against the higher quality teams, and they faced them, right? It's been a tough start to the schedule. Then you are setting yourself up where you're going to need to dominate the White Sox again, that you're going to need to dominate teams like the Rockies if you think you're not going to be able to get wins against these better teams. But what I still think, as much as everybody, and look, we've done it too, has focused on Melendez and Renfro. You know what the bigger problem is right now? Jonathan India and Salvador Perez and Vinny Pasquantino and Michael Massey, these dudes aren't hitting. That's the bigger problem. This season, the success that they were going to have was never going to be about Hunter Renfro and MJ Melendez carrying the offense. And this is not excusing how bad they have been, okay? But that is who has been in the under the microscope and obviously in the crosshairs, and I totally get why. But the reason they are having the road trip they're having is because of the names I mentioned prior to them. The guys that we look at and you guys know that will have to perform, and I still have confidence that they will, talking about India and Vinny and Michael Massey to a lesser extent, but really I'm talking about India and Salvador Perez and Vinny. Those three guys have to get better. Am I confident that those three will? Yes. I don't think Vinny's going to hit .185 or whatever he is all year, or whatever it is right now. Like, clearly not playing well. But that's the bigger problem, Cody. Those names, big time, way more than if your number 7, 8, 9 hitter is actually getting on base or not. And last night, actually, the bottom of the order was effective somehow.
Yeah, it was. And MJ squared one up. But unfortunately, when you are in a cold streak, even when you hit the ball well, because he struck out the previous three at-bats. Even when you hit a ball well, it doesn't necessarily find somebody. I don't know if anybody caught MLB Network. Vinny Pasquantino was on there. He was doing an interview before the game yesterday or the day before, whatever it was. And he was talking about his bat speed. He has one of the 5 highest increases in bat speed this year. Normally, you'd say, oh, that's a good thing. Bat speed is good, right? You would think overall. This was his explanation, which I found fascinating, because this is how particular hitting is when it comes to, like, are you hitting well or are you not?
Largest increase in bat speed?
Yeah, I did know this.
Concerted effort in the offseason, change of workouts or anything? Swinging heavy bat?
I got stronger in the offseason. There wasn't any concerted effort to just increase the bat speed. I'm trying to figure out if this is a good thing for me or not. Because I've started to swing and miss a little bit more. I've started to chase a little bit more this year. And I'm wondering if I'm trying too hard. So there's a piece of it where it's like, am I over swinging? It's something we're walking through right now of where am I at my best? We started to look at some bat speed models from the past few years of, okay, where's my honey hole? In a vacuum, swinging fast.
Great. Is that because you believe sometimes with the increased bat speed you might be in and out of the zone?
Yeah. Well, last night, for example, I hit a cutter right here, 108 that way.
Yeah. That's not doing you anything.
I don't really want to do that.
Right.
So... I think there's a piece of it where some of it is, and it was a 2-0 count, so I'm ready to rip, I'm ready to go, and got the pitch that I thought I wanted and hit it foul. So it was one of those things where it's like, well, maybe there's a piece of it where there's too much effort on trying to be too quick, and with that, and it might not necessarily be the bat speed itself, but it's the effort of trying to get out front and do some damage as opposed to letting it come to me.
And Vinny and India and
Salvi.
Massey and Salvi aren't going to hit. Well, then we're not getting anywhere anyway. India, I saw people last night on Twitter being like, should they move him out of the leadoff spot? I'm
goodness.
Like, for who?
Yeah.
Are we watching the same? No one can hit right now. Unless you're here to tell me you want to go back to Mikel Garcia at the leadoff spot, which they did for a huge chunk last year and it didn't work. Look, sometimes the plan fails, and I'll admit that. Like, I don't know if that's going to be the case here. I am not saying that's the case right now. Sometimes it fails, but there is no scenario this year in which you trade away Brady Singer, trade for Jonathan India, and you move him off the leadoff spot and you're successful. The only way you're successful is if he works. He works there specifically. And so in the interim, is it a problem that he's not hitting very well? Sure, it is. But it's not just him. It's not just Vinny. It's not just Salvi.
What about?
It's the whole lineup. They only gave up 4 runs in 3 games in New York to the number 1 power hitting team in the league and got swept. So, like, the problem is just the offense, the aggregate. It's not, not
you,
that part.
You go into a game, and right now, your pitching can be pretty darn good, and if not great at times, and an opponent gets to 4 runs, and the way they're playing right now, the game's over. That's the reaction from fans, understandably so. If I tell you tonight the Tigers get 4 runs in the first 6 innings, chances are they're losing. And not chances, they are losing. The numbers say they are losing.
Like Chris Bubich
right this second.
Okay, last night.
That's where they're at. Now, there's a bigger conversation to be had, too, about where, for those that want guys called up, right? John Rave's name comes up, among others. Hey, call this guy up and you know, in those are more the replacement level players for a Melendez or Renfro. Yeah. But that doesn't solve the bigger names. The question is right now, and a name that's going to get more and more in the crosshairs is not a player. It's going to be Alex Zumwalt, who has been praised over and over. He's done a great job. And most notably, he got praised for Bobby Wood Jr., who is just a superstar anyway. But I'm not saying he hasn't helped him. But like, you know.
Yeah, I think you get the credit for the successes and the failures. Right. Like, you know, I think sometimes people are like, he'd have been good no matter who it is.
For him, if this offense a month from now is still – 3 weeks from now, 2 weeks from now, is still across the board, with the exception of Bobby, basically, across the board struggling, and not just two guys at the bottom of the order. If the entire offense is struggling, then you absolutely have to look at your hitting development at the lower levels and at the big league level, and what adjustments are or not being made. If they are going to right now be, what is it, the 29th or 30th worst or 30th best?
The only team worse is the Rockies, the team that's coming to the K on Tuesday, baby.
So I think
you're ready for some 2-1 games.
The conversation will shift towards hitting coach and others if this offense is struggling still weeks and weeks from now.
Because with the
I know some people are saying like it's you can't wait. I totally understand. That's why I think it's a huge series this weekend. But they're not firing a hitting coach on April 17th.
Yeah.
And they're not, like, maybe they send down Melendez after this road trip. Maybe. But they're not DFAing Hunter Renfro this weekend. Like, those are just things that are not happening. And I get why they're not happening this early in the season.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need. And 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required. No activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.